أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله. The previous surah we completed was Surah Mujadala, and the next surah which we start now is Surah Al-Hashr in the 28th Supara. This surah was revealed on the occasion when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, migrated from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif. By then there were a substantial amount of Muslims already before that. Musab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent them to propagate Islam, to teach Islam in Madinah Sharif. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, so the major communities of Madinah Sharif were the Jewish tribe and the Muslims. So they immediately made an agreement amongst themselves that if anyone attacks the Jews will not attack the Muslims, and if anyone attacks them, Muslims will not help the enemy. And in the same way, the Jews will not attack the Muslims, and if anyone attacks the Muslims, the Jews will not support them. So this was an agreement that was made. But almost immediately, one of the chief leaders, Ka'b ibn Ashraf, went to Makkah Sharif with 40 horsemen and made a deal, an agreement with the people of Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh, right in front of the Kaaba, to attack Medina Sharif and that they will support them. This was one thing done. Then for some to settle some affair, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go in their suburb. They were about a few miles to the east of Medina Sharif. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, then they had planned. He went with a delegation of a Sahaba, and they wanted to throw some big rocks from on top and kill them all, assassinate them. Allah informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he got up from that place and moved away. At some later stage also there was some matter to be resolved, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and this time they wanted to drop a stone mull, a very heavy strong mull, on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got saved, Allah saved him. Seeing all this and that they had broken the agreement which they made with the Muslims, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now announced and said to them that this agreement no more lasts between us. And now you people have done a lot of treachery and lot of wrong. So you have to leave Medina Sharif now, otherwise we declare war against you people. These people then fortified themselves. They had very strong houses and forts which they had built, and like townhouses are all walled off or cordoned off. Like that they had sealed themselves, and they went in there and they said, locked the doors, gates, everything, and they felt that they will be safe there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, went and surrounded their place. And just then, that leader of this, Ka'b ibn Ashraf, he was killed also. And that was one sorrow they had, and the next, the Muslims were surrounding them. And a very important point for us to learn here is that Allah Ta'ala says, as we will read just now, Allah Ta'ala put fear in them from within themselves. That is, right in their heart, Allah Ta'ala put fear. So you can be in the strongest place and most safest place, but your heart also is not in your control, and the feelings of your heart are not in your control. So Allah Ta'ala put fear in them. Because of that, now they agreed to make an agreement with the Muslims on one condition, that their lives not be touched. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, we accept that. This was the Bani Nadir. And another tribe of the Jews, the Bani Qurayza, they were not so active in all this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Bani Nadir, that they have to now leave Medina Sharif and take whatever they can take. He permitted them, whatever you can carry, you can take. He allowed them to take camels also to ride on, and water bags for the water on their way. So this Allah Ta'ala, and then they went and settled in Khaybar and in Syria. That is where they went and settled. So Allah speaks of this, that see the qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala, that though they were very strongly fortified, and they had a lot of arms and weapons to defend themselves also, but still how Allah Ta'ala granted them so much of defeat. And this was happened after the Battle of Uhud. In the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims suffered an initial loss. And this also made them more bold, and that is why they took these steps. So Allah Ta'ala says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah ki paaki bayan karta hai jo kuch hai aasmanon mein aur zameen mein. Whatever is in the heavens and skies and on the earth, all express the greatness, the purity of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is free of any weakness, Allah is all powerful. And this is where Allah had shown His Qudrat. And that we know the Qudrat of Allah, how powerful Allah Ta'ala is, we also should be engaged in the tasbih, in singing the purity of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Or وَهِي هِي زَبَرْدَسْتْ حِكْمَةْ وَالَى. And it is only Allah Ta'ala who is the all-powerful and the most wise. هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَحْلِ الْكِتَابِ. وَهِي هِي جِسْنِ نِكَالْ دِيَا أُنْكُ جُو مُنْكِرْ هِي كِتَابُ وَالَوْ مِنْ. Allah Ta'ala is the one. It wasn't even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They were there on the ground, but it was Allah's hand that was above them. So it was Allah Ta'ala who took out these non-believers from the Ahle Kitab. That is, this Jew people who were from Ahle Kitab, they believe in the Old Testament, the Torah. But they denied even their own teachings. They had changed it, and they did not believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah removed them, exiled them, min diyarihim li awwalil hashr. Unke gharon se pehle hi ijtima par lashkar ke. That Allah Ta'ala took them out just at the first deposit of the enemy, of the army. That is, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and with the Sahaba, and they were not big in number, and they were not so well equipped with weapons either. But in spite of that, those people had so much of weapons, and they were so fortified and protected, but Allah Ta'ala took them out. So this is the Qudrat and power of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Awwalul Hashr either refers that the first regiment of the Muslim army that came, that was sufficient. They were small in number, but they were sufficient, and the Jews became frightened, and they put down all the everything of theirs, and they agreed to an agreement. Or Awwalul Hashr means the first time that they were taken out from Medina Sharif. Later, and yet Banu Qurayza, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed mildness to them and left them to stay. And some of this Banu Nadir went to Khaybar and stayed there. So in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the command of Allah Ta'ala, أخرج اليهود والنصارى من جزيرة العرب. That, oh Allah, that oh, take out the Jews and the Christians from Jaziratul Arab. Jaziratul Arab is the stretch between Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So there were no Jews Christians were allowed to stay there. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when they also did their treachery, then he sent them out from there, and they also went to Syria to stay. مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. You people did not think that they will leave, that we were just small in number, they were so big and they were so fortified and protected. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُسُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. اور وہ خیال رکھتے تھے کہ ان کو بچا لیں گے ان کے قلعے اللہ کے ہاتھ سے. And they also thought that we are so strong, so Allah's hand won't reach us yet. That the Muslims outwardly, these outward actual decisions are only by Allah Ta'ala. So they also thought the Muslims are small in number and they cannot reach us yet. In other words, Allah won't be able to harm us. We are very well protected and fortified, and nobody can touch us yet. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. So pahuncha un par Allah jahan se unko khiyal na tha. But then Allah Ta'ala got to them from where they did not think. That is, from within their own bodies, in their own hearts, Allah Ta'ala had put fear. And now they just couldn't take the situation. One side they lost their leader Ka'b ibn Ashraf, On the other side, this fear came, Allah put that fear in their heart. And when that fear came in their heart, they just came down and they wanted to make an agreement. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرَّعْبَ اور ڈال دی ان کے دلوں میں دھاک. And Allah Ta'ala placed this great fear within their heart. From here we learn our hearts are not in our control also. Whether it is any, Allah protect us all from any arteries being blocked or anything. It is not even in a cardiologist's hand. Anything that happens in the heart and the feelings of the heart are totally out of our control. It isn't that we listen to some music and jokes and we get happy and laugh. It is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. He is the one who makes you laugh, and He is the one who makes you cry. Allah can put such conditions that you start crying, or He brings conditions that you start laughing. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ اُجَارْنِ لَگِ اپنے گھر اپنے ہاتھوں. And when this decision was made that they must leave from here and they must go away, so then they started breaking down their houses and whatever they could salvage, they were taking that and leaving now with that. Doors, windows, whatever they could salvage, they were taking it down. وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اور مسلمانوں کے ہاتھوں. And the Muslim army was also breaking down their houses, etc. And they were extremely wealthy and of high position. So all their, what they couldn't take, all that wealth remained back, and many, many of their orchards and farms, all this remained back, which Allah Ta'ala had given to the Muslims then. And these people left with just what they could take. So on that Allah Ta'ala says a great lesson for us, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. So عِبْرَتْ پَكْرُوا اے آنکھ والو. So people of understanding, people who can see with the eyes of their heart, take a lesson from here. Don't go against Allah. The previous ayat, Surah Mujadala, ended on the point that those who oppose Allah Ta'ala will suffer losses. And that Allah had written down already, He and His Rasul will be the overwhelming and the overpowerful. So this Allah Ta'ala had shown, and Allah says, take a lesson. Don't oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul, and you will have great success in this world also, in the akhirat as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.